Friday, 1st of June 2012. A landmark day. Well, one to be recorded anyway. Maybe not so much a landmark. On the news this morning, another galaxy is hurtling towards ours on a collision course, possibly. It's travelling at the speed of 250,000 miles per hour towards us. But it will take 4 billion years to get here, assuming we are still here. And the relevance of all this morning? Absolutely no relevance to me. This morning, I and my wife are going to a funeral of an old and very dear friend. His name, Lorenzo Boni. His wife's name is Mary. She's now the widow. The Bonies in our area were famous for ice cream. That's how they made their name. Italian company, obviously, Italian family that came over, set up their own little cafes and then started selling ice cream. And they had shops and little ice cream factories, as it were, in Edinburgh as well as here in our hometown. And I remember well the ice cream factory behind what is now the Lloyd's TSB Bank. Just a small place, but I remember the ice cream vans going in and out of there, back for refills. And when I was a young person, I only knew Boney through buying their ice cream and their vans and the tunes that their vans used to play. They were the biggest ice cream sellers in the whole of this area. And we only got to know Lorenzo after coming back to our hometown, my hometown, it's not my wife's hometown. After 21 years of being in her hometown, a few miles away, we came back 22 years ago. And of course, being Catholic Christians, we would started going back to our local church here. And over the years, got to know Lorenzo, my wife, more than me, although, you know, we're both equally as friends with Lorenzo as each other. But because she went every morning and he was one of the old team, as they say, who dragged their weary bones out of bed every morning and went to the church, to the chapel, hail, rain or shine, right through the winter, they would get up there, get themselves dressed, never appear in sloppy gear, always collar and tie, the ladies always well dressed and put on. It's still the same yet, although they're dwindling away, there are not many left. And so Lorenzo was, we could see him failing bit by bit. And the funny thing, it's ironic, not so much funny, is that Mary was diagnosed with cancer 4 or 5 years ago and refused treatment, and she just takes the painkillers, and it's Lorenzo that has went first. And he was diagnosed with bowel cancer. He was taken into hospital 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago I should say. We went in to see him a week past, and he was supposed to be getting home with a special bed. Macmillan nurses were coming to attend to him. Of course, at that point, and when I met Mary and she gave me a big hug, and I knew by the tears that were in her eyes that it wasn't good news. He wasn't coming home for a long stay. And it turned out that he didn't get home. No problem with the bed, getting a proper bed for him and set up in his home. They had moved a year and a half ago to a small apartment. They had a lovely big private house. Moved to a small apartment in the centre of the town, and we guessed it was for convenience. What we didn't really realise was it was, I think they already knew, just weren't telling anybody. So anyway, Lorenzo didn't get his chance, and he died. I think he died last Sunday. So anyway, Lorenzo's funeral today. And I just thank the Lord that all the miserable rain from yesterday has gone and it's a bright, dry morning for his funeral. There'll be a big turnout. The Bonis had many, many friends, many Italian friends in the town alone, but even cousins and distant relations. He's related to Durestas. Durestas is a name in, an upcoming name in F1 Formula Racing. You've maybe heard of him. And the whole family on that side, the Durestas, are involved in various enterprises, international enterprises. I guess the chapel this morning is going to be full, or three quarters full, of Italian relations from all over. I'd like to think so anyway. Lorenzo was a very well-known man. He was a gentleman. He was a great man for the church. He was a great benefactor to the church. But he never talked about what he put in the plate. He was a great man for talking about. He was away at the weekend and he went in the hotel or a little cafe and came back. Oh, and we had those large cream cakes and you know, it was dear, but it was great, you know, thoroughly enjoyed it. And it used to talk so loud to everybody in the chapel before the mass started, heard it. He would blow off about things like that, but he never blew off. You never heard him talking about what he put in the plate or even what he put in envelopes. And we know that he was a great benefactor to the church and to other needs. So he'll be sadly missed. He'll be sadly missed by a lot of people. Sadly missed by us, and to us he was just a very close and old dear friend. So relativity of the galaxy hurtling towards us. Yeah. Bring on 4 billion years. Love for today. I know Lorenzo would be saying that to anyone. Why wait for things to happen? Why wait for your time coming? Get on with life. He enjoyed his life. He travelled far with Mary. And I'm sure we should all do the same. Life is too short. Of course, he had a good life. He was a good age. I can't remember exactly how old he was. He'd be in his 80s. But we should all get out there and do what the hell we can in life. Because a week from now, after the funeral, how many people will remember or even talk about Lorenzo? And he was a well-respected, well-known person in the town. So I don't suppose we all die with the inkling that people are going to think of us all the time. Yeah, you'd be a bit vain to think that. But if you know what I'm trying to say. So yes, relativity, none whatsoever. Relativity today, life. Enjoy life, respect death.